City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 19, 2024 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor John McIntosh, worship on the water, floor by the church, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Jesus, we thank you for a moment to stop, reflect, pause, and put all our plans, our request, our hope in hands that can do something about it. We submit our works unto you to see that our plans succeed. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, God, so that at the right time you will exalt us. Give us the strength and the wisdom to understand your way, your will, your timing in all that we do, Jesus. We, as a group of people, as the city of Orange Beach, would give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor John.
Absolutely. Great prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Please. Councilmember Silvers had a work conflict. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole. 2-2024, no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Announcements? There's no announcements. I'm moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Presentation? Who's got that?
I can read it. All right. It is a proclamation declaring May 11th, 2024 is Coastal Alabama Kid Entrepreneurs Day, which is an acronym. The acronym is CAKE Day. So proclamation, whereas CAKE Day is a free community-wide educational event providing children with the opportunity to learn and apply entrepreneurial thinking and create a foundation for success in the global economy. And whereas CAKE Day exists to infuse today's youth with the spirit of enterprise, teaching the basic business and entrepreneurial skills necessary to become successful, contributing members of their communities. And whereas CAKE Day has a core philosophy of spend, save, and share that is implemented by teaching children how to start, own, and operate business, learn goal setting, develop a business plan, establish a budget, seek investors, provide customer service, and give back to the community. And whereas CAKE Day offers opportunities for families, businesses, schools, youth organizations, faith-based communities, neighborhoods, institutes of higher learning, and government agencies to unite for a common purpose, to train the next generation of entrepreneurs. And whereas CAKE Day is an event that demonstrates to young people of Orange Beach that they are important and citizens care about their future. And whereas the City of Orange Beach salutes and commends organizers, volunteers, and participants of CAKE Day, a program that advances life skills, character, and entrepreneurship, and extends best wishes for a successful and rewarding observance. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that May 11, 2024 is Coastal Alabama Kids Entrepreneurs Day, and that all Orange Beach residents are encouraged to participate and have a role in either selling or buying student-made products on May 11, 2024.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Penny Huey. I'm Vice President of Education for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. You guys may remember in years past, we participated in something called Lemonade Day, which is a national franchise. But as we often like to do on this island, we like to blaze our own trail and create our own programs. And so we decided we didn't want to participate in somebody else's program anymore. We wanted to start our own. And that's how CAKE Day was born. So it is an acronym for Coastal Alabama Kid Entrepreneurs. So it is ours. It is a program that we created from scratch. We run it, and it's great for our kids. And our social media guru, Ryan Moberly, created this quick little video that I'd like to show you guys that just kind of gives you the highlight. It's like a minute long. So, Mark, please.
Chamber is excited to announce the
So thank you so much. We're very excited about this. Ms. Yolanda Johnson from the Small Business Development Center has been instrumental in working on this with me. We've gone to Orange Beach Elementary 3 different times, I think, so far to present to the students in the 4th grade there. They're very excited. And the last day we were there, they told us that so far they have 6 different businesses that will be set up on the campus there at Orange Beach Elementary on May 11th. As well as kids setting up all around town in both Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. But we're going to have 6 right there at the elementary school. So we have over 60 kids so far that have signed up to run their own business on that day, which is incredible. Yes.
Awesome. And they range from a young little boy that is making fishing lures, mm-hmm. all the way to cupcakes. We will have lemonade stands, but we also have bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and everything in between. And the 4th graders are growing their own produce. Some of them will actually be making things out of the produce they have grown at school in order to sell on this day. So we so appreciate your support, and we look forward to growing this program.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So everybody mark your calendar for May 11th. You can go to the Chamber Facebook page. We'll have a map of where all the different businesses are, and we encourage everybody to go out, find the businesses, buy from these kids, give them a tip. You know, yes. We're trying to teach them about earning money and good customer service, and I've just been so impressed with them so far. One little boy has a coffee business. He's learning how to make the designs in foam on top of lattes, and he's in like the 3rd grade, so he's going to be doing his own little coffee drink.
He said, awesome. I've already sold $70 worth.
Yeah. And he's already written a jingle, too. Commercial that he's
been seeing as well while he's making his coffee.
So their creativity is just boundless, and you know, we've had success with Lemonade Day in the past, but we're very excited. This opens it way beyond lemonade. Kids can do whatever their minds can come up with, so we're just really excited. And Mayor, Council, thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it. Looking forward to a great day.
And this is our elementary school, so it's K through 6th grade. And we will follow up 7th through 12th grade. We'll have EPIC, that program, again for 24-25, so that they can actually open their businesses as they get older. And if you don't know this, Etsy actually has, when a child turns 12, they can actually open their own Etsy shop. So I can see now all of our 6th graders moving into Etsy world.
So we're an entrepreneur-driven community. Everybody knows that. So we just want to be sure we're teaching them upright from the beginning.
That's right.
Does anybody have any questions?
Well, I just had a statement. They invited me to attend the presentation they made to the 4th grade class at the elementary school. So I went. Of course, they were asking me to take pictures. But I was impressed because they have a Q&A right after the video and all that they've been talking about, plus acting a little bit. But it was all high energy, as you can tell, when they came. When these two team up, I mean, it is nothing but pure energy. But the questions that those 4th graders asked were in depth. Yeah. They were engaged, and they were excellent questions. And so they are hitting a home run. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It is wonderful.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Now I got to go to a shrimp festival meeting.
Did we vote, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a
mayor, can you take a picture with us, please, really quickly?
Tell them not to cancel the shrimp festival.
I better reserve no comment on that. Off the record.
We need our little thing.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't go with the decor, do we?
I know, but still, it looks good in the pictures. Maybe we could put it somewhere else.
Maybe he's a good one.
With his number one parking spot.
Okay, just a FYI, the varsity softball team against UMS Wright, they called the game in the 3rd inning. It was 15-0.
Right, number 4 in the nation.
That's right.
Did we move up?
Of all classifications.
Of all classifications.
That's
exactly.
Pretty good.
They are incredible.
They are.
Has everybody been down to the baseball, softball, locker rooms, and hitting?
Yeah, I haven't
y'all
seen
should.
Hitting.
Seen them from a distance.
All the teams that have been in during spring break from all over, they are blown away by the stadiums and the facilities. They think they're at a college.
Yes.
So we're blessed to have done that.
Very much so.
You got some pair of glasses running around?
I got some more.
Oh, right here.
I've never done that. Okie doke. Voting, appoint voting delegate, Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention, Huntsville, May 15th through 18th.
Move to appoint Tony Kennan as a voting delegate.
Second.
Are y'all sure?
We're sure.
I'm all happy.
Right. It says voting delegate, not speaking delegate.
Like that's going to happen. Wow. Okay, y'all made me.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No, I'll abstain, I guess. That's what we're supposed to do. Approval of a retail beer, retail table wine, on off premise, Orange Beach Store, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Special events, retail liquor license application, event concessions, 2024 Mimosas at the Marina, April 6th at the Wharf.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution amending the fee schedule for emergency medical treatment transport services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending resolutions. Numbers 23-214, 24-013, authorizing the purchase of 3 ambulances for the fire department to update the vendor name at a processing charge of $1,000 per transaction.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Was that per unit?
So it's 2,000 altogether. It's 2 transactions. We bought 2 at a time and 1 at a time, and it's just because the vendor was purchased by another vendor, and so we've got to adjust their name, and then the way that they process contract purchases is a little different, so there's an administrative fee that they charge.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So all of our public hearings have been rescheduled, is that correct? So yeah. Do we need a motion?
Yes, if you can just see a motion
all
to
right.
Postpone.
A motion for reversion of Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development.
Move to reschedule public hearing and first reading to April 16th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you oppose? Motion carries. Admiral Self Storage.
Move to reschedule public hearing and first reading to April 16th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mills Row Beachside at PUD.
Move to reschedule until June the 18th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Aye. We are adjourned. Our committee of the whole is called to order for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 3/5/24. Our work session, 3/12/24, all moved forward for review. Moving to new business resolutions. A resolution authorizing execution of a performance agreement with McLean Motorsports Spring 2024 Bama Coast Cruising Car Show. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing to accommodate the approved 2024 budget. Resolution on authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, Design Services, New Gateway Signs, $3,800. Y'all good with those?
Yep.
Yes.
To public hearings. Zoning text amendments suggested 4/16/24. Cottages at Old Bay, Robinson Grove, PUD minor modification 4/16/2024. And Zeke's Landing Marina minor PUD modification. 4/16/24.
Good.
Go with those.
It's
going to
be a busy night.
That's going to be a busy night.
Anybody anything they want to add before we go? Anything?
Woody, congratulations on the NEP.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very much so.
It is, hopefully everything goes good and it
That would be, yeah.
It is, Woody, and we appreciate your leadership.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all the support.
It's a big deal.
It is.
Very much, yes.
It's been a lot of work behind the scenes. So I'm excited.
Yes.
When we get to make that announcement that it's actually happening.
Yes.
And many of you probably saw pictures last week where our youth went out and did service day. I don't know if any of y'all saw those pictures, but what a great testament to the youth at the school to participate in service projects throughout the city. So we applaud them for that. I don't know anything else.
I told Philip that we should put cameras like Big Brother at all the new, for the new interns at their new living quarters out in the middle of the woods. That nice, big, beautiful home with a nice pond to swim in the middle of the night with an alligator in it. That looks like a lot of fun as an intern.
You guys worked really hard on that house.
It looks great. I can't wait to see it.
Which house is this?
The old Rod Wade's
house. Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Sound like a reality show to me.
What are we going to do with that? Those buildings where they're moving out of, the brick one and then the one where we had all the animals.
I think
it's going to be
tear them down. We're going to tear them down.
Yeah, that's where the pickleball courts are going.
Gonna go. Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's a major announcement there.
Yeah. Who cares
Did
about
you
the
hear
injured
that?
Animals?
Pickleball
we got to play pickleball.
Courts.
Yeah.
Chief, it looks like you're going to need a budget for a new sign. Did the person have insurance that decided to drive over the other one?
That's still under investigation.
WKRG has made it popular.
I've noticed, yeah.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, then I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.